Voters in Londonderry on Saturday said they wanted stricter rules on short-term rentals in town. The vote in Londonderry came as towns across Vermont are figuring out how to regulate and sometimes limit properties that are rented through apps like Airbnb or Vrbo. And to bring us up to date on all of this, we have Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman joining us live from Brattleboro. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Mary.
Howard, can you start out in Londonderry? Why were voters there weighing in on short-term rental rules and what happened at that meeting on Saturday?
Yeah, so Londonderry put some short-term rental regulations in place about a year ago, and then in April, the select board added some new rules to that. They added a bunch of new stuff, but among that was some new restrictions on how long some property owners can rent out their place. If somebody is not living on the property and it's a new property, they're only allowed to rent it out for 50 nights. And also, if a new owner who's not living at the property buys a new place, they have to wait a year before putting it on Airbnb. So there's a feeling in a lot of these towns, not just Londonderry, that people are coming from out of state and buying up houses. And that's what Londonderry is trying to slow down. You know, Londonderry is near three ski resorts. It's real reliant on tourist traffic. And so the folks who are in favor of Airbnb says that the town needs it for rentals. So the select board passed the rules. The folks who are in favor of short-term rentals gathered enough signatures to have a special town meeting this past Saturday. About 100 people showed up, and they said they want to keep the new rules in place.
No, oh, that's a lot of people for a nice Saturday last week. Have there been other towns in the state that voted on short-term regulations? What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, it seems to be the same trend where the select board sets rules, the folks who have Airbnbs gather signatures to ask for a vote, and then the town comes out and overwhelmingly says that they want the tighter controls. That's what happened in West Windsor at town meeting this year. Voters kept the new rules in place, and the same thing happened in Stowe the year before.
Oh, in your reporting, what are you finding out about how towns are grappling with, figuring out the best way forward?
Yeah, you know, this is going on in towns all over the state. There's no official list on the number of towns who have done that, but the Vermont Short-Term Rental Alliance says there are at least 16 towns who have done this, and there's still a lot of conversations going on. In West Windsor, the town is trying to figure out, you know, who is going to take care of these new rules between the town administrator and the select board. And in Stowe, they're also talking about putting a cap on rentals. You know, the Stowe Reporter did some analysis of data in town, and they found out that less than a quarter of the new Airbnbs in town are owned by people who don't live in the area. So there's a lot of focus on this and a lot of work in towns all over the state.
30 seconds. Answer this question for me, Howard. Burlington adopted short-term rental rules, but they were challenged in court. What's going on there?
Yeah, so that's been going on since 2023. It's been kind of bouncing back and forth between civil court and environmental court. And just last week, the plaintiffs asked the Supreme Court to once again take it up to try to get resolution on that.
That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman joining us live from Brattleboro. Thanks, Howard.
All right. You're welcome, Mary.